previous lecture, when the time came that Rama was to become the crown prince, that in the absence of the king, she will become king, and her own son, position will be jeopardized. So now she reminds the old man, so you remember one occasion you told me that you prepared to give me any. So yes, you will take that bite by that. He said, of course, I'm a man of my word. So she says, look, I want you to exile Rama, throw him out of the kingdom for 40 years. You mean that you know her children will be in power. For 40 years, kick him out. So,
what is he to ask? You ask for diamonds, gold, jewelry, village, power, and to give it to you. Land, what do you want?
What do you ask? If you don't want to, you don't.
But you said everything.
Yes, but if you don't want to, you don't.
But you said everything.
So the old man got something to do. So he said, Rama, look, my son, if you knew your mother, this is the problem. I promised her anything, and now she's holding me like that. And she wants me to excise you. And Rama is a gentleman. And look there. I don't want you to compromise your promise. Is that so? I'm prepared to go. Voluntary. So Rama and Sita and Lakshman, Lakshman Rama's brother, they go out into the wilderness. In the wilderness, the king of Ceylon, Ravan, is a Ravana. He sees the beautiful Sita. Ravan is a dapper king, because this is incredibly fighting over the Ceylonese, the king Hali. You know, the Sri Lankan, for millions of years, they are better built than the people from central India. Very light consistency, very coming from the north, you see the sun is hitting out of the anger. As he starts speaking, so the sun is brazing the whole time. So this dark skin fellow, this demon is Brahman, he sees this beautiful island girl, like a Maharaj girl, like a Sikh girl, like one of my daughters. He sees beautiful thing, and he's an animal, he wants her. So he comes and grabs somebody riding as a top shooter. Rama was a top shooter. So he makes his brother, this is the 50th I read in the Ramayana, the Zulu book for Ramayana, the epic of Rama. So, Ravana, he makes his brother by magic, by mesmerism, hypnotism, he appears like a buck, deer, and he goes in front of Rama and Sita. And when Sita sees that she is tenderized, she wants the buck, she tells her husband. Don't get into the bus, don't get into it. He starts using the bus. And running after the bus, and then he gets a chance when he goes out of sight, he shoots it, and the thing falls to the ground. So he goes up to the bus. So he goes up to it, it's nothing but holding to a man. How is it? Yeah, this is somebody playing a trick on him. If someone is playing a trick, he will see a motive. Sita's life must be in danger. So he rushes back to Sita, and Sita is born. She's adjusted. I did that. Poor Rama, what do you need to do? So he goes and finds Hanuman, the monkey boy. You go to the monkey boy. See? He goes to Hanuman, the monkey boy, and tells him, look, man, my father kicked me out of the children. I'm coming to my wife. Won't you help me? And Hanuman is a gentleman. He knows the gentleman. He look, man, I'll help you. By all means. But you can't tell me one hand. Then you can't do it. He said, look, you help me and I'll help you. What do you want me to do? Come, come with me, follow me. What is it? He said, look, me and my brother are thieves. Who says that to me? The monkey boy. He tells Rama, me and my brother are thieves. And my brother has usurped my kingdom. So I want you to help me to get my kingdom back and I will help you to get your wife back. Okay? Come. So they go to Hanuman land. There in Hanuman land, if you look, I'm going to start a fight with my brother. Says, do you like to say? Not like the DJ of small ones in Clinton who said, the time to sing and then send it. No. Do you like to say? Because you and me. And he goes in the council. Come on, brother. You're the kettle to one time for all. Let's have it out. And whoever wins, he gets the kingdom. I'm saying, that is how you want to settle this. I'm saying. And in the meantime, he told Rama, this Hanuman, first of all, Rama, the man is going to fight with him in the machine in the back. So they start a fight, and during an hour, 15 minutes, half an hour, this guy comes back, thank you for this. He said, well, you should have followed. You should have followed the next Rama, and please. this is moving between me and your brother here. You're so identical. You've got a fellowship there and that's what it's true. What to do? You can put for the rest of my own flesh. If you listen to the hooting on your neck, then I know that you are you and the other guy is the other one. Right. So you go for the second round with the anchor on his neck, and Rama mentally chews the other guy in his back. So Hanuman gets his kill. And he takes his poop of monkey. And they go to be the force, be the force. If you hear that, you see, I don't know if this part of the people, these are all monkey plants. There is the force that you do. There is Lanka. This is India. This is Rama, who is the Lakshman, and this is Numa, the monkey god. This is Shiva, the god of life, and the god of Parvati. Yeah. But this is the force and the division between India and Ceylon. And it took them 12 years to drop into the sea. So he walked into the sea, barbarous. And after 12 years, they attacked Lanka, Sri Lanka. And they killed Ravan in the Dulcita band. That is Nikalaya. But in India, that's Tamil land, Tamil Nadu. So they commemorate Diwali, festival of life. Happy that, you know, their God was able to get his life back. Through. Then a day later, the North Indians, they started celebrating. Can you see the difference, the reason? Why the South Indians first, a day before, and the Middle Eastern Indians, or the North Indians, a day after. This is the reason. Sounds very good. You know, so. I'm telling you, and everything, they know, there's nothing new. But I said, you know what? This creates certain questions in my mind. I said, you know, Rama was a god. He said, yes. But I said, you know, he didn't know that the buck was on the back. He's God, but he didn't know that the buck was on the back. Somebody was deceiving him. And he's God, but he didn't know what was on the back. I said, you know, Rama is a god, but he wants to help a monkey god get on him. He is God, but he needs a monkey god to help you on the spirit. Can you come with me? I said, yes, look, he's God. And look, you know, after 12 years, poor fellow had to wait to get his life back. You see, Ravan, maybe he had a helicopter or a boat. You know, he took Sita across just like that. Rama took him 12 years to build a pocket. I said, do you know how to make a raft? You know these people that you're talking about? How many people? 5,000 years ago, there was a civilization in the Indus Valley. I went to Mohenjo-daro and Taxila outside Rawalpindi. In Rawalpindi, Taxila, there are excavation was going on, and there was a museum close by. I visited it since around the 1950s. At that time, I wasn't very much interested in what I'm talking about. I was just, you know, casually, just to come and tell people I visited Taxila, but that point I visited the place. And in the museum, I saw gold jewelry as modern as today's jewelry, made by my ancestors 5,000 years ago. 3,000 years before Jesus was born, they had a Ottoman jewelry in Taxila. They made muslin cloth, a yard muslin cloth with a gold in the palm of their hand. Now that nation, they didn't know that they were close. Is it possible? A nation was so civilized. They made gold jewelry, they made muslin cloth, but they didn't know that they were close. I said, you know, in anthropology, study of man, we learn that mankind knew that they would close long before he invented fire. You know, the primitive man standing by the riverside, the river is in flood, and he sees trees being washed away, and somehow the trees come coming nearby one of them, and then he went in and he gets onto the tree and sees this setting, he's waiting and he's floating, and he's jumping. Hey, man, he's a nice feeling. He discovered that they would close long before he discovered how to make fire. And yet Rama, from them, he didn't know how to make a raft. He could have stopped, or he would have waited for years. But the devil, Ravan is the devil. Look, the devil did it just like that. And me, God, before for the first year, and I said, look, you master, if somebody takes you around the 100 doors, for 2 minutes, and if you have the power to bring the door down and let the wall down, what do you do with the break it down? If you have the power, you wait. Somebody with your wife, your mother, your sister, your daughter, huh? You wait for 12 years to rescue her? What kind of a god are you? 12 years, what is that guy doing with his wife? Can you imagine? If anybody kills somebody's wife, they don't want to do that. Nobody knew people like the work of the human star. Nobody knew the work of the
How ridiculous. But this is my forefather who saw the light and executed.
Or we have another experience. You see,
the experience of Buddhism is so vast.
But if you look at it, the opportunities are there. Pass it on. When you pass it on, you actually pull and you bring what you bring
away from what you're holding on to.
But the mind is what? God! We can't say, don't worry, I think somebody has to throw out and told, oh, Rama, help me, oh, Rama, help me. And the husband is poor, Rama, help me, and he couldn't help the whole wife.
I had a couple from Rhodesia, old Rhodesia. They called themselves spiritual disciples. They came to the office at some time back. And now how do people come to find out? He said, no, he says, our priest, you know, when he goes for our Christmas holiday, he read from the Quran. It was the word of Jesus. And at the end of it, he said, that, you know, this book speaks about Jesus and his mother in a nobler and a sublimer tone than anything that you found in the Bible. So it is a big deal. So when I was in Guruland, I was reading the Sunday preview, and in that there was an advert, and I wrote for the Quran, and I got this is you. So that is where we got the address from the sea. Very good. And we found these spiritual Christians. They call themselves spiritual. They don't belong to any other of these Orthodox churches. They're so tolerant, they're so good, that while I'm talking to them, they're very, very happy with my explanation. But they had an attitude towards all religions, that all religions are the same and all religions are equal. They say all the rivers go into the ocean and all the paths lead up to the top of the mountain. That's actually the Hindu program. This is how the Hindu program people come. So all the rivers go into the ocean. You know, man, all the paths lead you to the top of the God. Any path you take, you read it. They were in the Hindu, some Buddhist, some Christian, some anything you say, you read it. What do you worry about? You don't have to become a Muslim, you don't have to become this or that. You just say any path to take you there. You be a good Christian, I'll be a good Muslim. You be a good Muslim, I'll be a good Muslim. You don't interfere with me, I don't interfere with you. Something very good, very good. You know, something. So these people now are bringing up that type of idea. So all religions are the same, and they are all equal. And I'm telling them all religions are not the same and they're not equal. And the more I argue, the more it creates the impression that these Muslims are very intolerant. He's tolerant. He's prepared to concede that Islam is equal to his. But I'm not prepared to concede that all are equal. And the more I argue, he was creating a bad taste in the mouth. But then that changed the whole situation. So I'm telling them, I said, but have you really heard of what? So no. So come, I will take you to the mosque and see, you know, how the Muslims pray. And they came, they got the shoes, I won't go into detail, they got the shoes, while the guru explained, saw the salah, they came out, very impressed. I said, now, have you been to the Roman Catholic Cathedral at the Red Door? They were next to the Jumma Masjid, in the Roman Catholic Cathedral. He said, yes. So I said, now, you know, Muslims, you know, how they're behaving in the mosque, you know what it looks like, you know what Christian cathedral looks like, have you seen a human temple? He says, no. I said, come, I'll take you. So I took them in my car to Andrew Road, near the train road there is now, the main station. Just a few hundred yards from there is the largest temple in South Africa. The largest mosque in the southern hemisphere, Durban. The largest temple in South Africa, Durban. Durban is unique. So I took them to the temple. Now, when he said people to people with a temper, but the Chinese are the same. One picture is worth 10,000 words. So you say, you know what? I said, this is only one. Where is? I said, this is 10 years. They come to my head. So one picture is worth 10,000 words. Let me take them to the temple. All things, let me get it from their mouth.
That's in the temple, we all gave our own shoes, we took them off, and we went then into the main hall, a hall like this, about this size, and at the end of the hall, there were three cubicles. But before going through the thing, I got the supervisor. I said, please, these are the visitors from Indonesia, and they like to see what they want. Yes, my mind, I said, let's come get it from the horse's mouth. You must explain to them what is going on, what is that one here. I'll talk about it. He didn't like it. So we started. From the left hand side. There were three cubicles. Left hand side. So in that room there, you see this picture. Statue. This is the picture, but you see a statue. I said, who's this? This is the Son of God. This is the Son of God. So what's his name? His name is Ganesh. I said, oh. Outside, there was something like a Buddha, black, made of stone. I said, what is this? He said, this God is looking after that God. It was Kumar Nigel. Guardian angel. He's like a guardian angel. You love him. These are the gods of our ancestors. Respect. And he's got the body of a man and the head of an elephant. Intellect. So now, come on. How can a human being have an elephant head? So the story is that you see, this is the Almighty God of the Hindus, or within the country, the seven kingdoms now. This is Shiva. And this is Raj Parvati. This is Shiva and his wife Parvati. Now, Shiva is God. But he thought of going and contemplating about God. So he's telling his wife, seeking permission, look, darling, let me go. I want to contemplate about God. He's God, but he wants to contemplate about God. So he goes into the Hindu. This is Hindu mythology. So he goes into the Hindu in the wilderness. And for 12 years he's away. You know, contemplating about God. And after 12 years, he shows, you know, years, you know, he comes home and he knows his house. And there outside the house, there is a young boy, 12-year-old, son of God. This son he didn't know. See, anyway, he didn't know his wife was pregnant. So by the time he returned, there's a young boy, 12-year-old, is waiting there. So remember, he waits. Wouldn't that after 12 years, when his wife is there? That's out of the way, you're telling you like this. He's a son of God. There's nothing you can do. Nothing great. You know, I won't allow you to go. He said, his mother's death is in danger. She's got a physical mother. No, I won't allow you to go. So, Shiva, he takes out his body and chops off his head. And the bone falls. His son hears him. This is his son. He chops off his head. So, Parvati comes down. His banners were all, you know, so it is, that's how he's got an elephant head. So this is the Son of God, he was the father and he's the son. He's got an elephant head, this is how transplant is. That must be about 4,000 years ago. His banners still couldn't be put in. Now we come to the center. The center, main object, you can see two right there. Here. You see this there. It works. One more. You must remember. You know why? Then you will appreciate Islam is something. That had it not been for Islam, your mother and your sister and your wife and your daughter would have been garnered in this. If Islam did nothing for you but save you from garnered in this, I want to know what you're going to pay Islam for that. Just that. This thing here. This is the Almighty God. This is the big thing like this, big column like this. Which had a crown on top of it. Some asking for the benefit of my visitors. I said, what is this? So that this is the Almighty God. I said, what's his name? His name is Shiva Jinnah. Listen. I know what you mean. Gujarati, I don't know how many of you know Gujarati. But Gujarati is my mother tongue and 40% of my language is Sanskrit. And I know I'm born in India, terminologies and all I know. So I'm asking this supervisor for the benefit of the relation. I said, what is Lingam? The guy smiled. I don't know what is Lingam? It has to be the king
for me. That's a joke of that. This is not a joke of that.
Almighty God, and you're laughing, you're dreaming that. This is not something to joke about. Tell us, what is the lingam? He can't. He can't open his mouth. So I have to put it in his mouth. Second, is that the male organ of procreation? Say yes. Oh. You see, if you want to see this world, you must get the Oxford Dictionary. L-I-N-G-A-N. Oxford Dictionary. You tell me it's a palace. If you don't know what a palace is, look it up. In the dictionary. It'll tell you something else. And if you don't know that, then you have been wasting a part of money. That's what anybody thinks. Just think something. This thing was covered with a piece of cloth. No, I said, look, this was no hair. I'm telling you, it was no hair. This is not his God. But then I can't see the head. Then you got a sound on top of it. So this is got a mouth too. But I said, no head. But this is got it. I said, okay, you've got it. What can you do? I said, I can't see the head if you've got it. What have you put in here? He said, that's a pedestal. I don't know. What do you call it? This pedestal, what do you call it? He said, Yoni, Y-O-N-I. Yoni. You pick up the spot. That's the spot. Oxford isn't got it. I don't know why. You tell me what it is. I said, what is it? You know me. You must know. Then you will be able to appreciate what the Son has done for you. Otherwise, you know, we are ungrateful wretches, the whole lot of us. You are ungrateful. Just pay 5 times a day using your paper. Just fasting and then using your paper. What the Son has done for you is a free you from that. Lingam Yoni worship, what are you prepared to pay for that?
You say the million is not enough. You must go and see.
But when I was on it, through this old friend, Mr. Dowdy. He said, when you were a young man, I'm telling you, I said, look, man, all those girls that are staying with you people there, I have to say to you, you're free, but I will take you to the temple, I'll bring you to the mosque, and I'll lecture to you what goes on, to explain to our daughters what you're bargaining for. And Allah says, Ulaika yadhuna ila an-nar, they are inviting you to a hellfire. Wallahu yadhu ila al-jannati wal maghfira. Whereas Allah is inviting you to Jannah and maghfira. Why do you really got and go to Jahannam? Let them see one picture is worth 10,000 words. Not the time when she's running away, then you say, no, he's a mushrik. That's the only time you say he's a mushrik. So you say, what is that, daddy? Explain to her. What is he mushrik? She's not talking about that. She's all better than that man. Explain to her. Your God. She maybe she's carrying his baby. Is that the time to talk? Show them what it is. This is it. Son is free. You bring home that. The next one. Let's see. Superman. South of Southern India. 4 hands. 2 hands. You go for another one. God and the goddesses. You know what my ancestors? Sure. I've got some pictures here. A document, the thing is going to get 25 or 100. This is Kalima. King of Kal. This is Kalima, our body. Body of our Gopal. This is Krishna, Gopal and Krishna. In Tower of Krishna, the Tower of Krishna. This is the Tower, is the real Tower, and this is God. Same God, Krishna Sahib. You know, we find some young girls, the cow herd girls, you know, girls who look after the cow. They are swimming in the water. They have about a dozen of them. They left to the nature. Some of them they put some ties around them. But they were in the water in nature. They left the ties outside. surprise and take them onto the feet. They are going to feed with the family.
This is according to the drama,
Bhagavad
Gita.
Okay. So the poor thing, you know, human beings, how long can you remain in the water?
After an hour, so this is cool, man. You know, the water becomes uncomfortable. All the pleasure is swing away now. So they want to come out. They can't come out, they're naked. So they think, take me to sleep, and this is our body.
So you know, you come out and I'll give you. So they came out, poor thing, to the end, around the private part. He said, no, you take off your hands and I'll give you. So they have to take off their hands so they can get the sun stand.
This is all our past forward. God of our ancestors.
You can't see. For that, to be made and for. Then there are nine planets reborn. It doesn't mean a planet.
You are not with it.
You take a stone table. Only there are nine planets. And it's a husband, it's a device for nine consecutive Saturdays with burning camphor, going around, offering coconut, food, money, and in 9 days time the husband will get well. And the third is going to the boss. I'm asking, how many times did you sit for 9 weeks in your life? You. How many weeks did you sit in your life? 9 weeks? No, we can take this call. Sometimes the children in the credit goes to the boss and the priest is the food and take the money. So, when everything was over, I'm coming out, tying my shoelaces again, once more. Someone asked me, I said, now, you know, what is for here? Either this is right, or when God took the moon. In the Bible, God said, I shall have no graven images before me, not even of the likeness of the things on earth, or in the heavens above, or in the waters beneath the sea, for my name is jealous and I am a jealous. Nothing before me. Either Moses was right, or this is right. I'm asking, who is right? He said, no, Moses is right. I said, Moses is right and this is wrong. He said, yes. He said, not the same. This is wrong. There's a formula. What do you say that? Choose who you say to give the answer. In other words, the job is done. And if you want picture, it's worth 10,000 words. If it was things like this and that, come. Look at this. This is it. And the other picture in the situation. Between the two, you can give them. What can be right? This is right, they're wrong, and that is right, and that is right, this is wrong. Yes. You're not the same?
No.
No. This is how, you know, you can explain. There are so many things in that. You know, clinically, taking up idea by idea, this reincarnation. How did that come about? You see, when my ancestors, 5,000 years ago, you see, they came from Mesopotamia, or old, what is now modern Iraq. There is a certain Indo-Germanic past, according to the anthropology, 5,000 years ago. And the grazing ground was getting too tight for them. So they started moving out. One went north, the other came south to the Hegel Pass into India, and one remained. The ones that went north are the Sumi. This is the Aryans, the master race. You don't look at that. And the swastika, you find the swastika here too. You find the swastika in the picture. Swastikas. What happened to the swastika? There is no response. So, the Hitler had his swastika. You know that cross? And my Hindu cousin, they also have swastika. I'm wondering, what is it? Because one time they make this beautiful design and the swastika. But this is not a copy of fucking Hitler. No, they are not copying Hitler. It's 5,000 years back. This was the emblem of the Aryan. The human thing, the Aryan, the master race. My cousin, now, if I was not a Muslim, I would be also saying, I'm an Aryan, you know, the master race. Mm-hmm. 5,000 years ago, if you, we were one people, the German, the Iranian, and my Bangladesh, we were one people, 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years of intermarriage with the Nordic people, and the climate, and the diet made the Germans what they are. 5,000 years of intermarriage with the Indian people and the climate made my people what they are. The Iranian is the nearest to what an Aryan ought to be. The Iranian. The Iranian is not an Arab. He's an Aryan. That Shah Virali was voting on Arya Mahar, the light of the Aryan. See, but he's also got a lot of Arab blood, a lot of Turkish blood, Iranian nation, but he's nearer to what a true Aryan ought to be. But racially, bone structure, the my Hindustani and Banya cousin, and the Iranian and the German are one racial stock 5,000 years back. Now, when they conquered India, see, they were a lighter complexion people, and they walked into India with the sword and the spear, they walked into the town with the little house. And the people said, no, it is the gods have come to take the American. It's all your smart. Walking in the village, this is ours. The smart city. They took India, they took India. The foreign material, these are the local people. Union people, very local. Then, that's 5,000 years ago, they just walked in, conquered. Now, my ancestors, they were a very civil thing. So 5,000 years ago, I said, they made good jewelry. 5,000 years ago, they made a Muslim cross. 5,000 years ago, they had a water bottle for it. When the white man was living in caves like animals, my ancestors were still alive. What happened? I was telling you the Quran. He tells you what happened. The country was in us. They traveled through the earth. Some human beings. Say, Kana Father, what has happened to those before you? Kana Akhtar and Nasi, Mushi. Now the place, again, two, three, who give up, the Kana Akhtar al-Nasi, Munkir, Kana Akhtar al-Nasi, Kasihi. Again, like Allah says, both travel from the other sea. What has happened to them before you? Most of them were Muslims. Most of them were unbelievers, Kafir. Most of them were ungrateful races. So, see what happened to them. Learn a lesson from them. Lesson. These people, they were worshipping the enemy. Rama didn't get up because he was afraid of the sea god. He knew how that they would go. But so, you know, the sea god might get angry. So, you put your rock into the water, you know, the sea god can sit away, and then to the first year, and they fall. See, India is such a civilized nation, they couldn't cross the Mombasa. You know that? They didn't cross the Mombasa. But the Arabs came. And the Portuguese came, and the French came, and the British came and conquered our land. Right? They were not afraid of the sea god. They were not afraid of the sea god. This is the reason. But highly intelligent people. So they said, look, now India is a land of human beings, being men compared to themselves. They would have 10,000 men, women, and children. But because they were fighting people, they conquered the land. Now what is it? They had the sense to know that Jesus Christ only said 2,000 years ago. He told his people in the Garden of Gethsemane that he who lives by the sword shall die by the sword. In this force of arm is the thing that justifies their existence. By force of arm, somebody is going to do a reason. This is not a means for justifying power. See, my junior ancestors, they knew this 5,000 years ago. So they said, you know, we must weave an intellectual bondage around these people. Physical bondage, because it is visible, once you realize what it is, you can easily break it. Like in Mozambique, 500 years of Portuguese rule Mozambique. When the African came to realize the Mozambique, so what makes this guy ruler? He is not stronger than us, he is not more than us. Ah, it is technology, ah, it is gun. And we must also get the gun. The Iran won't let us have it. The China said, we will let you have it. Russia said, we will let you have it. They had their own reason. So, what the Portuguese had for 500 years, they lost in 10 years. Once you know what it is that has to do you, once you see the shackles, the bondage, you know how to break it. Physical bondage, because it is visible, it is more easy to look. My ancestors, they hold an intellectual bondage. Intellectual. So intellectually when you play the man, and play the man, he's happy he is enslaved. So they saw the people in India, they saw the Indians, the Tamils and the Telugus, the natives of the land, they were worshipping Shiva. 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 This is the god of ancient India. Shiva. So my ancestors, they told these guys, he said, look, we worship the same god, man. But we call him Shiva. What's the difference? He said, Shiva, he said, Shiva. Same, same. But if you Shiva, when he wanted to make man, he took the form of Brahma. And Brahma is the creator from his head, he created the Brahman. From his arms, he created the rats with the warrior cup. From his stomach, he created the merchants and the farmers. And from his feet, he created the untouchable. You have to use it. You are the wood and the cloth of water. You must carry your shoes. You must get your dead animals. You must become a curator and a father. That's your privilege. And if you do that job well, in the next life, you have a chance of becoming a farmer or a merchant. And if you are a good farmer and a good merchant, the next life you become a rascal, the warrior man. And if you become a good rascal, then the next life you become a Brahman. Once you are a Brahman, you don't have to be reborn. See, when they you merge with God, you get Nirvana. You get one with God, and you rule the universe. Beautiful thought. It works! 4,000 years! It's working! It's still working today! You know that? It's a beautiful one. Intellectually, you will three people, make them accept your theory, once they accept, they're willingly your theory. So, coming from the, author, I see some Hindustani ladies. From the way they are attired, I can say they are Hindustani. I can't describe it, but I know when I see a Hindustani in a camel, I know this is Hindustani in a camel. There's something about them, the way they wear the tie. So I stopped the car. There's a couple of ladies with some shoes. So I stopped the car. I said, they need to look at Dada. Sisters, yeah, you get it. He said, that's not Dada. I'm getting tired. So they got inside. I start the car. So after a few days, I answered my question. In Hindustani, so they need to look at Dada. I know they are Hindustan, 100%. So I said, I'm asking Mr. Devi, to look at it, to look at the Maharaj. Why? Are you seeing the Maharaj? So the lady said, I'm looking at the Maharaj. I said, look at it. What are you doing? You are not a Krishna problem, what are you? He said, I'm looking at the Maharaj. I said, you will be untouchable among the Hindustan. I said, you will be low caste among the Hindustan people. This is a very, this is all very rich. You know, my forefathers, they created all this to enslave these people. Right? There is no truth. There is a fighting truth and hate against me. This is me! Malik ne humko aisa banaya. This is the duty of an intellectual market. You see, when you want to flee the plane doesn't want to be defeated. That's how my forefathers. So they invented all these things to enslave the people, to move the people back. They did a beautiful job, but they went out to the village. But now it is our duty to free them from this bondage. The Christian is making inroads into the community. The guy is free for all. See, the reason why we are not getting converts is because we don't open our mouth. We are too healthy. In this ocean of Christianity, in this ocean, we are also an ocean of Hinduism. We are a minority of a minority. But we are not interested in propagating the faith. And the punishment for that is, you basically see, it's a punishment of Allah. Allah doesn't come down from the heaven to the beauty of his hand, the hadith of Sunnah Muhammad. The thing that you value most will happen. The daughter of the holy thing. Yes, this is the Muhammad, who can't name. That is what the people are saying. No, 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 we are not perfect. I'm asking you, will you be perfect, my friend? My boy, you tell me. I said, go and ask the greatest Ali, you know, ask him whether he's perfect. Whether he's perfect? He said, yes, I said, he's Shaitan, he's Shaitan. If the man says, yes, I'm perfect, I said, he's Shaitan. The great man, the very good man, and the God will have God, may Allah have mercy on me, pray for me. This is every man, good man, will tell you that. So when will you be perfect? When will you open your mouth? In the meantime, the enemy is going to wait for you. Is he waiting? Look at the example of Holy Spirit and their heart. They give you example. The very people who are stopping me from doing propagation, they give you beautiful examples. But they can't see the natural consequence of the example they are giving. And listen, he works with master. A great man from India is giving this beautiful example. He says, you know, in the Hajjat Ulila, over children, the last children, there were 110,000 Ashaba. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his first sermon, khutbah, he's asking them, he says, have I delivered my message to you? Has my message reached you? And they, as in one voice, they all said, most certainly, you have. sobre isso, apesar de cada...